The Lord hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4. You are about to hear the encouraging word with Bishop E.A.T. Saki. Bishop E.A.T. Saki is an assistant to Bishop Dag Hayward Mills and serves as the resident bishop of the Kadesh, the Church on Fire. This word will bring you hope, comfort, encouragement, salvation, and much more. Join Bishop E.A.T. Saki as he ministers the infallible word of God. Help us hope in this world where'er we roam. Ancient words will guide us
our hearts always hunger for. land, a higher plane that I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand. My faith on
your hands for the Lord. Amen. Are you excited to be here? Lift up your Bibles, everybody.
I have a wonderful treasure, the gift of God without measure. We will travel together. I have a wonderful treasure, the gift of God without measure. We will travel together. My Bible and
for the very last time.
I have a wonderful treasure, the gift of God without measure. We will travel together, my Bible and I.
Father, thank you for the journey of life. How can we travel safe without your word? We submit ourselves to you and to your word. We submit our will, our choices, our decisions to you. We ask you to have your way in every life. Minister life to us. May your word impact every life. May your word make a difference in every life. Show us your way and teach us your path. Be glorified in every life here today, in Jesus' name. And everybody shouted, amen. Amen. Sit on top of your enemy. Hallelujah. Well, it's a blessing to be here. Did you say amen? It's a privilege to preach the word of God. It's a privilege to hear. Blessed are your ears, for they hear. Somebody say amen. Amen. Blessed are your eyes, for they see. If you can see, you are blessed. If you can hear, you are blessed. If you can understand, you are even more blessed. May you gain understanding from the word of God. Shout amen again. Wonderful. Well, like we said, on Tuesday, we are not having a flourishing service. I want everybody to find your way to the Kodesh. The Andre concert will be a very blessed time. Amen. And all the choristers, I hope you're going to be there. But okay, cool. I'm going to make a roll call of the choristers at the concerts. All right. So all the, even singing band, should go and learn Andre's, how to sing Andre's song for singing band. And reggae choir. Hallelujah. All right, and all of us, amen, I believe that it will be a blessing. Somebody say amen. Right. Once again, I want to thank all of you for making the effort to come to the camp. I believe that was a blessed time, amen. And I was chatting with Bishop yesterday, and he said in February, he would like to have a camp with us. Can you believe your luck? Are you sitting down like that? Are you sitting down like that? Hallelujah. Amen. That's how it is. Hallelujah. You may be seated. So, for those who miss this one, a higher anointing is coming. Somebody shout amen. May we thank God. I pray that it comes to pass. What do you think about that? It will come to pass in the name of Jesus. And for several of you also, it was your first time at the campus. And I think it's a beautiful place. Amen. And we bless God for the Father God has given us. Amen. The leader, the Father, the prophet God has given us. And we thank God for his leadership, strength, and vision to take us on and on and on. Amen. So here we are. We are still on what it means to be wise as a serpent. Excuse me, I have to say it, please. What it means to be wise as a serpent. And let's go to Matthew. Matthew. Efo, we missed you, but your seat was empty. But I understand why you couldn't make it. All right. 10:16. Let's all read it loud and clear. Everybody join me. Read the step, everybody apart from yourself. Ready? Go. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Fantasy, dove. But it's not dove. It's dove. Are you here or go home? It's not dove. Mr. Kwanza, it's not dove. It's dove. All right. Hallelujah. Right. So this is Jesus speaking, giving us one sentence, which by revelation has become a book. Amen. And I believe that for you, for a revelation, it will make you very rich. You will not end your life in poverty. The only those here are saying amen. The rest of you don't believe it, isn't it? Yeah. Your life will go very well. It will go in good direction. Tina, what do you think? Hallelujah. God has good plans for our lives. And we're sure we're going to enjoy his favor, his plan, and his purposes for our lives. Amen. Remember that. That is good. You remember that we're created for three reasons. Number one, you're created for fellowship. And number two, you're created to serve God. And number three, you're created to work for God. Amen. May God help us. This is God's agenda for you. Amen. Ladies, you're not created for sex. Hallelujah. You're created for fellowship, number one. And number two, to serve God. And number three, to work for God. And working for God, that's when God told them, multiply and fill the earth. Multiply and fill the earth. So sex is incidental. Do you understand? That's the way to multiply and fill. But that is not the reason. Can I have an amen? Anyway, let's quickly get to what we are talking about and how far we've gone. So we've done a few. Now, God willing, I have one more week to wrap up with this because it's taking me about 2 months almost to talk about this area. So we've done a few, isn't it? We talked about the fact that to be wise as a serpent means you must be non-dependent. Do you remember? You also must develop your inner power. Amen. And then the powers of the mouth. Hallelujah. And we talked about how to overcome handicaps. Amen. And then how you must be a master of survival. I didn't see you at the camp. You were there. Wow. Fantastic. How you must be. You will survive in Jesus' name. I said you will survive in Jesus' name. Now, serpents are masters of contentment. They are happy with what they have. Somebody say amen. Amen. How God made you is very good. What God has given you is very good. Your family is a good family. Amen. The color of your skin is good. Am I talking to anybody here? Yeah. So you must be a contented person. Be happy with where you are on the way to where you are going. Amen. Right. And then we also talked about, last week talked about, what did you do last week? Master of patience. That you know, you must know how to sit until your enemies become your footstool. He said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. So everything will be okay. Amen. Yeah. I told you that is for me, that is the most profound pastoral statement anybody can ever hear. Everything will be okay. Yeah. Everything will be okay. Eventually, everything will be okay. So don't get too agitated. Just relax. Everything will be okay. Hold on, anybody shake and shake him or her and tell him everything will be okay. Look at him in the eyes and tell him or her everything will be okay. Okay? No, I said talk. Fine. Yeah, talk to my cousin. Look into his eyes and tell him. Because whilst you're sitting in church here, somebody is very broke, but everything will be okay. Somebody doesn't have a job, but I promise you, everything will be okay. Am I talking to anybody here? Somebody beloved just left him, but I say everything will be. You watch and see. I say you watch and see. Everything will be okay. When it's happening, as if it's never end. As if the whole world is collapsing on your head. But you see that you come through. Bible says, and it came to pass. It will always come and pass. Amen. No matter how long it takes, it will come and pass. And you'll be standing. You will be standing. Shout amen. All right. And then we also talk about, you must be a master of maneuvers. Maneuverability. You must know how to maneuver. Amen. Pa. You just maneuver. Yeah. The prodigal son, he was good at taking U-turn. When he realized that he was wrong. Now, the question is that ask only the sisters. I said, why is it difficult to say sorry? Somebody ask your sister sitting by you. Why is it difficult? Rosemary, please ask Auntie B for me, okay? Why is it difficult to say sorry? Ask brothers. We say sorry easy, isn't it? Brothers, am I not right? Sorry won't kill us. We have been saying sorry. But I don't know why the sisters... Hey, sit down, I'm preaching. You see, your wife stood up. What a shock. For us brothers, it's very easy. I don't know whether it's a complaint that the sisters have. Yes, please. Go around for me. The sisters who are opposing the preaching. Be a posse. Lady Pastor Priscilla, why is it difficult to say sorry? Why look at your husband? Why? Is it a problem to say sorry? So why don't you say it easily? Why you look? He has not reported. He has not reported you. I'm just speaking prophetically. What a shock! You must know how to take U-turn. Somebody say amen. The prodigal son, Matilda, you're looking at me. You too. Your husband told me that you don't like sorry at all. You have deleted sorry from your dictionary. What a shock. Now, look, it's amazing. The boy realized that he was wrong. And you know, sometimes U-turn comes with embarrassment, comes with shame. Because I'm sure when the boy was going, people told him, don't go. And he went. And now here he comes, broke, hungry, dirty, filthy. And he has to come the same route that he went away from. That he has to walk back on the same road.
And people kept on pointing fingers. And he even rehearsed his speech. I'll go back, and when I go, I'll tell my father that I'm sorry, I've done this. Rehearsed, wrote down, typed it on his mobile phone. No, he didn't have, he has sold it. He didn't have a mobile phone, so he wrote it in his palm. Yes. Last week I saw one of the choristers singing and the words looking into the palm. You think I didn't see you? You didn't learn the song. You had the words in your palms. Where is she? If it challenges you, I'll call her name right now. You think I didn't see you, isn't it? I see. I just don't talk. I see. Instead of singing, you didn't learn the song, and then you're looking to your palm, and then you are singing. Think we were born yesterday. Say sorry. Say sorry. I said, say sorry. You won't you say sorry? Oh, don't stand up. They will see you. Let it go down. Hello? Are you here or going home? The prodigal son, he was able to take a U-turn. Yes. But you don't know that sometimes by the time you even say sorry, provision has been made for you already. If you say we have no son, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our son, he's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Did you say amen? Please see me after church. Hallelujah. So Bible said that don't say, no, I've not done anything wrong. Don't say that. Just look and say, yes, I am wrong. And come to him. Turn around. By the time you come, Bible says that he's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us. God will never hold your sin against you. You should have shouted amen. Are you here? He will never hold it against you. But he's waiting for you to come. If you hold it, why would he send his son to come and die if you hold your sin against you? He knows your frailties. He knows your shortcomings. He knows all the mistakes you would ever make. But he's saying that his hands are not short that they cannot help. His ears are not deaf that they cannot hear. But if you come to him, you confess your sin, then you see the help of God in your life. There's a coat that has been prepared for you. There's a shoe that has been polished because the Father is expecting you to come. There's a ring that he has kept on the dressing waiting for you to come. As you are thinking, God doesn't have a club in his hand to beat you because of your mistake. He rather has a coat. He has a pair of shoes. He has a ring. All of it for you. Waiting for you to come back. May you come back home. May you come back home. Somebody shout amen. You must be able to take a U-turn. It's a maneuver. When you see the serpent moving, look at it. And he's coming, going back. Are you here or going home? Hallelujah. We need to carry on very quickly. Amen. Now, that is so important. And my prayer for every one of us here is that we have the grace and the wisdom to make maneuvers. Amen. Yeah. Yeah. If you take a decision that is not a good decision, you must change your mind. What is the use of a mind that cannot change? What's the use? You have a mind that can't change your mind. That's a very bad thing. Amen. Pray for yourself. Put your hand on your head. Say, Lord, help me so that I can change my mind. May my mind be able to change easily. Easily. Amen. Amen. Are you there? I need to move on because of time. And I told you we have just one more week. I want you to move to another very important one. The serpent is a master of frugality. It's a master of what? Frugality. Reverend Louise, please find the meaning of the word frugal for us. Bible says in Proverbs chapter 18 and verse number 9. Proverbs 18 and verse number 9. He also that is slothful in his work is a brother to him that is great waster. New Living Translation. A lazy person is as bad as someone who destroys things. Ask your neighbor, are you the one they are talking about here? Are you the one? Charlotte, could it be you? A lazy person is as bad as one who destroys things. And again, amazing. You know, many of us, we can prosper, and you will prosper in Jesus' name. You will do well. You see, but after the prophetic declaration, you must now act. That is what Paul told Timothy, that by the words, by the prophecy that gone ahead of you, war a good warfare. So if I say that you are going to build a house, now begin to make plans, because it's a prophetic word. You will build a house. Somebody here, by the time you are 30, you are living in your own house. Receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah. But you see, when we say that God is going to bless you, going to do all these things are prophetic words. But catch them. Catch the word. And based on the word, say, Lord, based on this prophetic word, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to work. I'm going to do this. I'm going to. And before you read it, that little work you're doing, God has poured his blessing upon it. Shout amen. But you see, a lot of us, today, believers, we receive the prophetic word and we think that we are going to have a dream, and then that's how the house is going to come. I got a text from a lady, said that, please, Bishop, I need to buy a land. I need to buy a land quickly so I can build. You will build that house in Jesus' name. And she's not, I mean, a rich person per se, but her landlord is pressing her. Some of you need a push to get out of your lazy bones. You are too comfortable. Some of you, I need to come and see your landlord and ask him to put some fire under you. Because you have a land, you even have some small foundation, you have neglected it. But if the man starts to eject you before you realize you are leaving your own house, you are too relaxed in the rented premises. You are looking at me. Hallelujah. What is frugality, Reverend Louise?
Frugality is the quality of being frugal, sparing, thrifty, prudent.
Frugality is being frugal. What is frugal?
Economical in the consumption of consumable resources.
Okay, that part. So stand up and read that part.
Being economical in the consumption of consumable resources such as food, time, or money. And avoiding waste.
That's what I wanted. Yeah. You're economical in the consumption of things and then avoiding
waste.
Avoiding what?
Waste.
Avoiding what?
Waste.
That is the problem of Ghana and Africa. Our poverty is because of waste. It's a very good message. Thank you, sir. It's a good message. Waste. Some of you, when you are brushing your teeth, you open the tap, you brush, and the water is running. Next time, you are carrying bucket looking for water to bath. You brush your teeth with one bucket of water. You are looking at me. And especially those of who are young, who have not started paying for water bill. You grow to see that it's not easy to pay water bill. I'm telling you. Sometimes some of you are with the children here. You think your mother talks too much. You close the tap, use a cup, and you then you open like that, and you are even on the mobile phone as you are brushing, and the water is running. When you are poor, you are blaming witches. And no witches. It's your waste that is making you poor. Keep looking at me. I said, keep looking at me. Yes, I'm preaching. I said, I'm preaching. It's not witches and wizards. Your own wastes. Yes. Look, that time on the road to my house, I saw the tap broken. The water was run for more than 2 weeks. Water that had been treated. running, broken in the nobody you call, they will not even mind you. Yes. And we say we are poor. We will be poor. This behavior is called poverty. Yes. That's what we have. That's the problem we have here. Whether it's NDC or MPP, our leaders are making us poorer and poorer and poorer. Our leaders. Keep looking at me. How can a whole country, first world country, rich Germany, they have 30 ministers of states. In Ghana, we have more than 100. And counting. Minister, deputy minister, the deputy minister's assistant, the minister's assistant, and all of them have four-wheel drive. Keep looking at me. I'm preaching. Self-imposed poverty. Self-imposed poverty. This is not an NDC or MPP preaching. I'm talking about, no matter who is in power, we are good at wastes. Professional wasters. Yeah. Yeah. How can we have more than 100 ministers? Minister and his assistant, and assistant as a secretary. And then the deputy minister's assistant, and assistant also as secretary. And the chief director. And the deputy chief director. And the deputy chief director secretary. And we say we don't have money. We can never have money. Yeah. You're looking at me. Some of you, you say you don't have money. But you can make useless phone calls. Yes. Mom, good to see you. Welcome back. Hallelujah. Look, we are bound with resources. We have resources. Water, weather. I mean, look at our sun. If people had the sunshine that we have. Yeah. Generate everything. But look at us. I don't know whether Doomsaw is coming back or is. Look at it. And we are here. Kato Shaka Bahtaya. Some of you also in your house, you don't even know how to turn off lights. Yes. When they're coming to cut off your electricity, they say, I bind the devil. Don't bind any devil. You should have turned off the lights early. You are ironing. You iron and leave the iron on and you're on the mobile phone. Yes. Nothing drinks current like iron. When you're ironing, it's on. It's on. When they talk, say, my father talks too much. He should talk. But one day you grow and see how it is. To buy credits. Susan, is there any problem? You're sure? Somebody say amen. Yeah. So they come to church, you see, people who should turn off the lights. All the lights outside, they're all on. Because we don't pay for it yourself. Yeah. Air conditions can be on. One day, one of our workers left an air conditioner on for Sunday night. We saw it the following 3 days. Do you know that it can burn the whole place? That day was his last day at work. Just go back. Finished. So, we are all in church. We all work. How should I be sacked? You sack you. You live in air conditioner for 3 days. You lock it. It's always as if there's a mortuary or are there dead bodies in the room? No. I was telling my children that, look, you turn in the echo. Even me and my wife, we are very economical when it comes to using AC air condition. And you little boy, you turn it on and then you are just lying down free of charge. I turn it on small, no, 1 hour I turn it off and I open and I put on the fan. I'm sweating. And I buy the things. A small boy, you are just lying down. Open your leg. Like that. Foolish boy. Yeah. That is a reason for the lights have gone off. It should go off. It should go off. Frugality. You see, the serpent, when it eats, the reason why it's a muscle frugality, when it eats everything. When it swallows an elephant, it swallows any animal, it eats the horns of the goats. Serpent can swallow a cow. It eats every part of the cow. Edible. Edible. The teeth, everything he eats, all of it. Yeah. I don't like. When I see children, I don't like it. I don't like this. Grow and see. Come and grow and see. That my sons are lucky they are not here. Somebody should tell them that I've meant them. They should listen to the podcast. I've meant them proper. What church? Meanwhile, you are born here. No, you're not born in London. Yes, you're born in Botiano. You say that I don't eat plantain which has been fried and it's not soft. Bring yourself. One lady I know in church, she met a brother. And the brother was interested in her. And the brother was rapping, and the brother told her, I was born in London. And the sisters also fell in love with the brother. Because she felt that if I marry her, I'll be a greater citizen. After they married, then they discovered that he was born in Kofodia. What a shock. The other day, they had a marital quarrel, this brother and the sister. And I had to call them. The sister said, you told me you're born in London. I said, no, I didn't say London. I said, Kofodia. But it was too late. She has married him. So they're all here. That sister is sitting in church. She's looking at me. It's a real person. I tell you. Real human being. Hello. Hello. Look, you can be rich. You can be rich if you avoid waste. You avoid waste. Yeah. Most of you sisters, you buy shoes that you don't need. Necklaces you don't need. Wig you don't need. Go to your home and... You know what I'm saying? Yes. Yeah. Every day you're doing your nails too much. You do your nails too much. Today you want acrylic. Tomorrow you want lion's nails. You want elephant's nails. Every day you are changing your nails. Me, I don't have a problem with my nails. I just bite my nails and then I'm going out. My nails are finished. What a shock. Yeah. Painting your nail. This one blue. This one green. This one yellow. And you're praying. And you're moving. And you're moving. And you're moving. Hey! Meanwhile, you are broke too. You are broke. And we don't see the nails you are doing. I'm preaching. I said I'm preaching. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 30. New Living Translation. It said, I went by the field of a lazy person. Lazy person. May God take away laziness from you. You see, it's not that you're not intelligent or you're lazy. That's why you're not passing your exam. You're lazy. That's why you're not passing your exam. There's nobody who is daft. It's either they're lazy or you are not. But nobody is so dull that you cannot pass any exam. It's laziness. Instead of learning, you are watching movies, Nigerian movies. And you're praying, Lord, as I go for this exam, may I see the questions in a dream? You are joking. I walk by the field of a lazy person, the vineyard of one with no common sense. Hey, are you here or going home? May you have common sense in Jesus' name. I saw that it was overgrown with nettles. It was covered with weeds, and its walls were broken down. You see, this is Solomon. He said, I was passing by. I went to the field, the home, the farm of a lazy person. Some of you people, again, the sisters, you're looking very nice. When we enter your room right now, we'll be shocked. That human being lives in this room. Meanwhile, you have done your hair. You are wearing, you are moving, you are taking your hair. And the brother is also falling in love with you. The day the brother follows you to your house, he said, hey, what's happening here? Kato Shaka Bahata. It's overgrown with nettles and was covered with weeds, and its walls were broken down. The next verse. Then, as I looked and thought about it, I learned this lesson. Look at the lesson that man learned. A little extra sleep, a little more slumber, a little more folding of the hands to rest, then poverty will pounce on you like a bandit or armed robber. A scarcity will attack you like an armed robber. Hey, are you clapping your hands? Clap properly. Yeah. You got a job. You always go late and say, my boss is born again, so I don't know why he's always angry. I went for an all-night. Stupid statements. You went for all-night, so you have to go to work late. Your boss must understand. Verse 33 again. A little sleep. A little more slumber. A little folding of the hands to rest. Then poverty will pounce on you like a bandit. Scarcity will attack you like an armed robber. Yeah. Get out of the house. Go and look for a job. Write applications. Go and knock on doors. Go to office. One of them will work by the grace of God. I say one of them will work by the grace of God. Yeah. All of you at the back, are you saying? All of you, are you saying? Yeah, you are the reason for this message. Amen. I said amen. We waste a lot of time. We waste a lot of our resources. You can't understand how we think. We can't understand how we behave. The way we are going, Ghana, Africa, they just talk, but in reality, nothing is happening. Nothing is happening. Yeah. Yeah. Just talk, but no progress. Because we don't seem to have the energy. Go to companies which are run by white men. You will see that if you misbehave, they will fire you. Yeah. In Ghana, it's my sister's cousin's nephew's auntie's sister's nephew's daughter's son. And so we run everything down. Everything has been run down. In Ghana, we have had companies. We had shoe factories, good shoe factories. We have had biscuit factories. We have had working factories. Tomato factories. We have had them. But now, rather than going forward, we have rather gone back. The factory have been bought by churches and we are using for church. Because they couldn't run the companies. Where we bought the Kodesh, we bought it was a garment factory. Somebody used to make beautiful clothes and even export them. But as they've been here, things have gone down. They've gone bankrupt and they've sold it. Church is quiet. May you be delivered from uselessness. May you learn how to be frugal. You don't waste resources, don't waste your intelligence. Look, some of you can watch soccer. Four games in a row. Each game is 90 minutes. 90 times, and you bet in addition to it. You see, mommy says, hear what the pastor is saying. That's what mommy is saying. You see? She's sitting by her son, said, have you heard what the man is saying? Yeah. Yes. Amen. You watch Manchester City versus Chelsea. After that, Liverpool versus Bournemouth. After that, Manchester United versus Everton. After that, you keep one after the other. Lazy boy. And some of you ladies, the way your nails are, I wonder how you can wash. You don't have a washing machine, but your nails are so long. I wonder whether you can wash and whether you wash properly. How can you wash your underwear with these long nails? I'm preaching. Inspect a sister's nails. Inspect somebody. Inspection. I say inspection. Yeah. Susan, let me look at your nails. You're lucky. Eh? You can't put your hand in water. Okay, let's carry on. Let's carry on. Can we carry on? I say, can we carry on? I need to move to the next one. Can I take 10 more minutes of the time? Are you sure? Can I take just 10 more minutes? Hallelujah. Be a master of frugality. Use things well. Amen. Don't waste. You have been blessed. You have been blessed. You have been blessed. Some of you, lady, you are so beautiful. Don't even use so much money on makeup. Your face is nicer. I saw a lady at a wedding. When I saw, I said, oh, the bride didn't come. Do you understand what I'm saying? The lady, her own wedding, when I was waiting, she came. I thought that another bride has come. Because she looked very different. I said, what they have done in your face is worse than the dead body. You are very beautiful with that makeup. Why have they made you like that? I thought another person. Hey, let's carry on. Hello? Hello? Can I give you just one more point? Are you sure? Are you sure? All right. Tell your neighbor, the man is talking to you directly, 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 directly. Amen. Master of maneuvers, survivor, contentment, patience, frugality. Hallelujah. Now, this is very important. I'm going to end with this. The serpent is the master of hiding and flourishing. The serpent is a master of hiding and flourishing. Somebody say, hide and flourish. I didn't hear you. I didn't hear you. No, that's true. You see, a serpent, it can lie down without disturbing anybody. When it's moving, doesn't make noise. Cool, am I right? But then, move coolly. It can lie in. Yes, chief. You found a snake in your bedroom, lying down in a bag. In your bedroom.
Bedroom.
No. Outside.
No, in my bedroom.
Your bedroom.
Yes.
Where you and your wife stay.
Yes, please.
You do everything there. Yes. Serpent is watching. Is that what you know? He will not make any noise. Just be lying down as your wife is becoming pregnant. He's just watching. Coolly. The serpent, he has seen things. Maybe you find the serpent and ask him what he saw. As they're there, moving and done. I mean, the serpent stayed in their bedroom. The wife went to deliver and brought the baby, and the serpent was still waiting in the room. In a bag. Coolly. Doesn't disturb anybody. A serpent can be there and have children. You don't know that a serpent is there. A serpent can stay at one place like that, give birth, and the children also give birth. You get great grandmother, serpent, and they are there. Yeah, flourish whilst hiding. Some of us, we don't know how to hide and flourish. Oh, I'm preaching. I said, I'm preaching. Are you here? Yeah. Now, Proverbs chapter 10, verse 19. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 19. Have you found it? In the multitude of words, they wanted not sin. But he that refraineth his lips is wise. Now, New Living Translation, so that the more modern people can understand it. Right. Too much talk leads to sin. Be sensible and keep your mouth shut. Hey, hold your neighbor's ear and pull and say, you are the reason for this verse. I said, you are the reason for this verse. Reverend Louis, pull Reverend Isaac and tell him. Yeah. Too much talk. You like talking too much. You like talking too much. Yeah. And so your talking is full of boast and uselessness. Boasting and uselessness. You have borrowed somebody's car and give him the keys. And I heard it here. You're going to visit your sister. You have borrowed somebody's car. Okay. And says, me, what's a borrowed car you're holding? The key is a borrowed car. Look, if the sister doesn't like you because you don't have a car, let her go. God will give somebody who likes you as you are. One day you'll be able to buy a car and buy a car for her as well. But don't impress people. You like impressing people too much. Oh, do you know me? My cousin is Queen Elizabeth. Your black face. How can your cousin be Queen Elizabeth? Your cousin is Queen Elizabeth. Are you there? Oh, Ronaldo is my best friend. What a shock. And Messi is my cousin. Hey! Yes. Too much talking. But you must learn how to be quiet. Can I show you one more scripture? I said, can I show you one more scripture? Look at the scripture in... thank you, Jesus. It's a blessing. I feel blessed already. I said, I feel blessed already. God will give the wisdom to hide and flourish. You have the wisdom to hide and flourish. Say amen. Shout a louder amen. Now, look at this one. Now, the Bible says in Job chapter 4, verse 15, then a spirit passed before me. The hair of my flesh stood up. It stood still, but I could not discern the form of thereof. An image was before my eyes. There was silence, and I heard a voice saying, shall mortal man be more just than God? Now, when you are quiet, you can hear God speaking to you. Amen? God speaks to you in your quietness. Sometimes even your praying is too giddy. Your praying is too, sometimes has to be calm before God. Somebody say amen. The verse you look at, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 11. You know, there are some people, if you sit by them in church, you cannot concentrate. Why do you shout? It's true, isn't it? Four and 11. New Living Translation. Quickly. Make it your goal to live a quiet life, minding your own business and working with your hands, just as we instructed you before. 12. Then people who are not Christians will respect the way you live, and you will not need to depend on others.
Clap your hands for the Lord.
Amen. You see, when you learn to be quiet, you deliver yourself from premature exposure. Yeah. Premature exposure. Don't expose a little blessing too early. You rather get enemies. Joseph was going to be great, and God revealed it to him in dreams. He said, you're going to be great. He had a dream. He saw 11 trees bowing before him. And immediately he called a family meeting. All of you come. Reuben, all of you come. All his big brother, all came. Said, I had a dream last night. I saw all of you bowing to me. One day you all be my servants. And then he had another dream. This one, he saw 11 trees. And he said 13. That is two, his father and mother, and then the rest. And he called another family meeting. He said, Daddy, I saw you bowing to me. I see God promoting me over you. That's why it began to speak. Bible says that, and his brothers hated him because of his dreams. He need not have shared the dream. It's not everything that you say. It's not everything that you say. You talk too much. You talk too much to people who don't matter. Yeah. He was hated. Because if he had not spoken about the dream, nobody would have known. But he spoke about it. And that brought hatred. He almost died because he spoke too much. Keep yourself. Can I have an amen? Preserve yourself. But while his brothers were jealous of Joseph, his father wondered what the dreams meant. You see, God is promoting you. Be quiet. It will come up eventually. Nana, amen. Are you with me? No, I'm telling you. If you, there are some people, when they start getting some small blessing, the first they go and buy a car. When you don't have a house, you don't have a land. I'm preaching. Are you there? No, I'm telling you. And God, you haven't paid for that. Put it on high purchase. Yes. One day the bank will be chasing you. And you'll be hiding and running. Yeah. You don't have to drive BMW to show that you're wealthy. You can have 120Y. That's a 120Y. Hello? Learn to hide and flourish. Amen. I hear what I'm saying. Don't expose yourself to enemies. They will hate you. Joseph was hated because of his dreams and because he spoke. Can I have an amen? Amen. Are you here or go home? Amen. Are you here? Are you here? Yeah. Every little blessing you are talking about it. The serpent can hide and can do very... People, some of you went to Mampong your first time. You were shocked to see what is there. Isn't it? Shocked. That is the wisdom that God has given us. As Bishop is there quietly, no advertisement, nothing. Let's build. Let's build. Even when the president of Ghana came to Anakazo, he was shocked. Because his house, the president's residence, Pedyase, is just about 10, 15 minutes from the place. They didn't know that we are building something like that there. Hide and flourish. You don't have to front yourself. Look at her. No. Show, just show. It's of no use. Hide and flourish. Somebody say amen. Amen. Hide and flourish. When you pray for one person, a person falls down. You are not want to start your own ministry. International ministry, denominational, interdenominational, potentate, national. So because one person fell down. Yeah. Even here at the Kadesh, people come and they are surprised. How did this church come here? But the wisdom, little by little, no loan from anywhere. Little by little. Let's try and support it. Give, tithe, and so on. We will build. We don't need bank loan. We don't need bank loan. We started in a tent. When we started the tent, somebody came to the tent who used to be at the code. They came in. He said he was visitor. I don't even know that he and they were coming there. When they came, she and her husband said, "Oh, Bishop Saki, what did you do?" He said, "What did I do that I am in a place like this? What did you do?" "But we knew you were a great man of God, the Kodesh." Oh, Bishop. I mean, the way it was, I said, "What's happening?" "Oh, but who will come here?" "Oh, what did you do?" I said, come to my office. And my office was in the car. I said, "Oh, Bishop Saki, oh." Ah. I mean, I was wondering, what is wrong with this? "Oh, oh. Don't worry, we'll support you." Hey. But I said, "Look, I'm so happy where I am. Actually, I found this land. I told Bishop, we found the land here. When he can say, 'Well, this land, we can use it.' And look at where we are now. Look at where we are now. Look, I regretted allowing her into my office." "Oh, so sit down." "Oh, I don't want to sit down. I'm feeling sad." "Oh, oh, Oh, Bishop Saki. Oh!
What a shock.
She must come back, isn't it? She must come back and see the golden pillars. Kato Shaka Bataya. I see you flourishing in Jesus' name. I see you flourishing in Jesus' name. You will do well. You will excel. You will overcome. Can I have an amen? You don't have to have a Pasadena type of wedding to have a good marriage. Simplicity is the name of the game. But I want to impress. You don't have to impress anybody. At the end of the day, you are in debt. In the marriage, you are married, you are in debt. Yeah. Come to my office with your father, mother. But you will bless your wedding right there. And then you go home. Marriage should not be expensive. I will show you a place where you can buy a ring. 30 CDs. I said, yes, he will show you. You can buy the ring. 30 CDs. Eric, stand up. Why are you not yet married? What's the reason? You and your beloved are coming to my office. What are you waiting for? She's waiting for wedding dress from America. What are you waiting for? You can bring it to my office next week. I'll show you where to buy the ring. 30 CDs. 30 CDs. The two of you, 60 CDs. And one crate of Coca-Cola, 20. With 100 CDs, you are married. 100 CDs, you are married. Yeah. 100 CDs. Yeah. The rest of the money, you can use it to build a house. Do a foundation. Better to have a foundation than to use the money for others to come and chop. Stand to your feet. My time is up. Hallelujah. Let the church.
Amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. Let the church say amen.
Come on, one more time. Lift your voice and sing.
Let the church say amen.
Come on, sing it.
God has spoken. Let the church say amen.
For the very, very last time, lift your hands and sing it, everybody. Come on. Eyes with me. Close your eyes with me. Now listen, before you close your eyes. You see, I want you to focus on what cannot be seen rather than what can be seen. Say, Bishop, say it again. There's a part of you that cannot be seen, and that is the most important part of you. Your prayer life is more important than the clothes that you come and show us in church. Can I have an amen? The part of you that cannot be seen. That is what you must emphasize. Flourish in that area. Some of you, even your clothes are nice, but your underwear is very dirty.
Hey, let the church say amen so we can close.
No, I'm saying focus on what cannot be seen. Focus on that. Yeah.
Close your eyes with me, everybody. Close your eyes. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Before we share the grace, if you're here this morning, somebody invited you and you came to church, but you're not sure you go to heaven or hell when you die. Today, this Sunday morning, you want to say, Bishop,
I need God in my life. I know I'm a sinner, but I believe Jesus died for me. Today, this Sunday morning, I want Jesus to come into my heart and be the Lord of my life. As every head is bowed, every eye closed, if you're standing here right now and you need Jesus, you want to give your heart to Jesus, you want to be born again, say, Pastor, pray for me. I need Jesus in my life. Lift up your right hand. God bless you. Wow. Lift it up high. I see your hands. I see so many of you. Let it go higher than your head, because I want to pray for you specially. Lift the right hand up high. Lift it up high. Somebody invited you, or you've been coming for some time, but you know you need Jesus in your life. Lift your hand. Let me pray for you wherever you are. Father, thank you for all these lifted hands. I pray that today will be a special day in their lives. If your hands are lifted, can you walk from where you are and come to me right now? Come to me here.
Happy day.
Come all the way.
Happy day.
Happy day.
When Jesus washed my sins away.
Oh, he taught
me how to watch and pray. And every joy sing every day. Happy day, happy day. When Jesus was my sins away.
Oh,
he taught me how to watch and pray. And every joy sing every day. Happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away.
Close your eyes with me and let's all say this prayer together. Whole church, join us as we pray. Say, Jesus.
Jesus.
Say after me, Jesus.
Jesus.
I come to you.
I come to you.
Just as I am.
Just as I am.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
Of all my sins.
Of all my sins.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Wash away my sins.
Wash away my sins.
Make me your own child.
Make me your own child.
I will serve you.
I will serve you.
I will follow you.
I will follow you.
I will walk with you.
I will walk with you.
The rest of my life.
The rest of my life.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Save me.
Save me.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Write my name. In the book of life.
In the book of life.
From today.
From today.
I am yours.
I am yours.
And you are mine.
And you are mine.
From today.
From today.
I promise. To serve you.
To serve you.
To follow you.
To follow you.
The rest of my life.
The rest of my life.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.